You may have heard some rumors around town. I mean, it wasn't officially announced, but they weren't exactly making a secret of it. There were some ideas of putting together some sort of arts and culture festival in October in Canmore. And this week it was just announced that that's not going to happen. From what I understand, it was a pretty quick turnaround for a lot of the arts community between the inception of the idea and actually putting on something that would constitute a successful festival. So I think they're going to try again in 2016. And I'd love to see something like that in Canmore. I mean, I grew up in Edmonton where we have the Fringe Festival, which is just an amazing celebration of arts and culture, where they turn that entire city into just like theaters and art displays and really cool stuff. I mean, on a smaller scale in Canmore, that would be amazing if we could get something like that going here.
Well, we do have an annual arts event, Alberta Culture Days. That has evolved from originally ArtSpeak. They moved it to September to coincide with the Alberta Culture Days. What I'm really excited about is Arts Place.
Yeah, Alberta Culture Days this year is going to have an extra special significance. You might have noticed this building, the old Canmore Library building, and that great new facade they have out in front. I was talking with somebody the other day, and they're like, I love it. It just looks so modern. It looks just as nice inside. You wouldn't even recognize it as the old library building. I'm super excited for this whole community to see what Art Place is all about.
They're putting on a festival of creativity. Yeah. For Alberta Culture Days, and that's also going to mark the opening of Arts Place. Mm-hmm. They are in the building now, and they have had a soft opening. They've been doing children's programming this summer, and it has a movie theater.
Yeah, the Canmore Movies is going to be doing some screenings there, from what I understand. I think it's going to be a really exciting hub of culture in Canmore, something we've never really had before. Check out artsplacecanmore.com if you want more details on the facility. As far as the opening weekend goes, it's going to be over the final weekend of September, the 25th through the 27th. Mountain FM is getting involved in there with a storytelling contest. They're going to be doing a big campfire night on the Saturday where the winner of the contest will get a chance to tell their story, also getting a great cash prize. It's a 3 to 5 minute story we're looking for. All the details on how to submit, go to mountainfm.ca.
I'm really excited about the movies. Not having a movie theater in Canmore has been a thing since like I was born.
People I've talked to at Arts Place, they've always been really modest about talking about the theater space. Oh, it's not that big. It's, you know what? 105-seat black box theater with full lights and sound is something we do not have in Canmore, and I think it's going to be a really welcome addition. I'm personally extremely excited for this little black box theater because I think it's going to be very well used and it's going to host a lot of really cool events. Anyways, really looking forward to the opening of Arts Place. As you can tell, we're both very enthusiastic about it.